Are these views that you have had all along, or have you changed? Have you gone through a metamorphosis about 2012?
Well, it's constantly sort of deepening, in a sense. There has been sort of breakpoints, I think. The key for me, which has remained sort of the bulwark of my reconstruction, is the galactic alignment, the rare alignment to the center of the Milky Way galaxy that is happening in the years around 2012. Now, that idea was floating around in the early 90s, but nobody had really connected it to the Maya traditions. I sort of put the pieces of the puzzle together. For example, the dark rift feature, the dark rift in the Milky Way, is a key to the Maya mythology. It's the road to the underworld. So that's where the sun will be aligning with in 2012. And that just, you know, defines the whole thing. Now, beyond that, there have been realizations along the way in which I've realized more deeply how these ideas are then connected with the ball game. And I think one of the most important breakthroughs I had as I was researching the site of Izapa and the carved monuments and the creation mythology that's depicted on those carved monuments, as I was delving into and trying to give voice to the spiritual teachings or the mythological dynamics that are going on, somewhat in the way that, like, Joseph Campbell would do for ancient Hindu mythology and so on, I realized that, well, wow, these are not just some belief of forgotten people, some, you know, arbitrary or ambiguous belief system. These are actually insights, deep insights, perennial wisdom, the kind of spiritual wisdom teachings that you find in all of the world's great religions. So, yeah, I would say that it's been morphing and changing as one goes along. I mean, because for me, this is more than just a scholarly pursuit for me. This is sort of like my own path of understanding not only the Maya, but sort of like the human condition.
Sure.
You know, and how, you know, human beings, we here on Earth, are related to these great cycles of time. And so, yeah, for me, it's been sort of a process of peeling back the layers of an onion, you know, getting deeper and deeper into it.
From now until, well, and let me ask you about December 21st, 2012, the winter solstice. Is that the important strike date here, or is it now to 2012? Is it the entire year of 2012? What are we talking about in terms of a time period?
Well, this is really an important part of the discussion, and thank you for tuning into that, George. There's kind of a two-part answer. The first part is that December 21st, 2012 is the specific artifact. As scholars have reconstructed the long count calendar, they realized that the Maya calendar could be correlated very precisely with our calendar. So we know precisely when this big cycle began, which was August 11th of 3114 BC, and any date that we see carved on the carved monuments, and there's hundreds and hundreds of them that scholars are sorting through, they're carved with dates in the long count and the 260-day calendar, and scholars spent many decades figuring out the correlation, so we know the specific date on which this 13 Bakhtun cycle ends, this period of 5,125 years. And so it falls precisely on December 21st of 2012. There's really no, there's really no ambiguity in that, despite what some critics say. I think where the discussion goes then, because we do have the specific date, but that doesn't necessarily mean that something specific is going to happen on that date, because what the Maya were trying to target was this galactic alignment. Now, this galactic alignment is caused by the slow, very slow precession of the equinoxes. So because it's a very slow phenomenon, we have to really think about a range or a zone of effects. It's kind of not realistic to think that something specific is going to happen on that day, like a quick transformation or something like that.
Yeah, like overnight, we wake up and bang, it's happened, whatever it is.
Yeah, especially something that would like just automatically happen to us in some predetermined way. That, I think, is not really the right way to think about it. There might be sudden drastic things happening because of what might be referred to as a self-fulfilling apocalypse or the sociological phenomenon of people deciding to do something big on that day, you know, celebrations, that
sure.
kind of thing. I'm sure that that's going to happen. So,
well, you do know you're going to be on Coast to Coast that night. It's a Friday night, John. I've already looked into that, and we're going to have a number of people on, but you've got to make yourself available. So put it on your Mayan calendar date.
Okay, I guess I'll have to get a cell phone because I might be floating in a raft in the middle of the Pacific Ocean or something. Who
knows? We will get you whatever we need to get you on the show that day.
So there is the, you know, there's lots of different ways to talk about this. I don't mean to sound ambiguous or anything, but the most important thing is this galactic alignment, because this is really, I think, what the Maya were targeting with their end date. It's the alignment of the December solstice sun with the galactic equator. The galactic equator, of course, is simply the Milky Way. But because of the shifting nature of this and because of the width of the body of the sun, which is half a degree wide, I like to just sort of realistically talk about an alignment zone, which would stretch from 1980 to the year 2016. And I think this is important, too, because it detracts from that future projecting. I don't think that it's spiritually valuable to habituate ourselves to projecting onto some date in the future, because if this is really about a transformation, and if this is about us coming into an understanding of who we are as human beings, and if it's about reconnecting with our true selves, and this is what the Maya creation myth does point to, then there's this work of transformation that we need to be doing, and this is also part of the Maya creation myth as well. We need to be doing the work to reclaim and embrace our shadow projections, because that's really what's behind all the junk that's going on the world stage today. It's shadow projections. We need to reclaim those. We need to disconnect from being attached to the illusions that keep us bound to states of limitation in our minds as individuals. And, I mean, our institutions in our civilization are merely reflections of those sort of knots or kinks in our collective consciousness. Well, so there's a lot of work that can be done.